Chapter 13 Chickens and Beer. The spring neared. Buck was anxious to start their journey. It was getting harder for him to just sit around the ranch and wait. As a result, he asked Hank if he could tag along one Saturday night. Hank understood the restless feelings Buck was having, because he too could not wait to get back on the trail.
"Sure, Buck. I'd do you some good to blow off a little steam. You've been cooped up on this ranch all winter."
When they got to town, Buck felt a little backward at first. It had been months since he had been around anyone besides Hank or Bob. The sights and sounds of even this small town were somewhat overpowering at first. He caught himself walking a little nearer to his companions than what he should. It was almost as if he was expecting them to hold his hand.
"Damn,"
Buck said to himself.
"Act like you were grown."
With that bit of self-admonishment, he backed off from his friends and walked into the canteen as if he had done it all his life. Buck had to remind himself that his childhood had ended that night on the bridge. The canteen was not a fancy place. The bar was a few rough boards nailed to three inverted rain barrels. Behind it was a shelf made from the same lumber. Perched on this board was an assortment of partially filled bottles of spirits and a collection of mismatched glassware. The floor of this establishment was hard-packed dirt covered with tobacco-stained sawdust. Several half-starved chickens roamed about freely, searching for any bits of food that found their way to the floor. The canteen's remaining furniture consisted of 4 tables and 16 chairs. Old army blankets covered the table's rough surface, which made card playing possible. Each was a patchwork of rings and spiels from careless patrons.
"What may I get for you, gentlemen?"
asked the short, chubby bartender in a thick Mexican accent.
"Give me an old Bob here some good tequila and a beer from a little partner here."
Buck had not expected to be drinking with them. The ride into town to break the monotony would have been enough. He was not sure if he could hold down a beer. He had never tasted anything stronger than sweet cider. Nevertheless, Buck was determined not to look foolish. He had made up his mind that no matter how bad this beer tasted, he was not going to let it show. The bartender poured 2 shots of tequila for Hank and Bob, then handed Buck a big mug of beer. The 2 veteran drinkers downed theirs in 1 quick gulp each, and then ordered 2 more. Buck stood motionless, staring at the foam on top of his mug as if it was a snake about to bite him.
"Drink up, boy,"
Hank commanded. Obeying this order, Buck took a tentative small sip. Other than a slight bitter taste, beer was not that bad. He took another longer drink. Buck then felt a slight warm feeling in his stomach. Not wanting to look foolish, he turned the mug up and drained it. Buck then wiped the foam from his lip with his sleeve and asked for another. After finishing the second beer, the effects of the alcohol started making its way to his brain. The world around him started to become a little out of focus. This new experience was actually somewhat relaxing. Buck began to realize the attraction of alcohol. It felt good to have your senses numb, and the alcohol gave him a strange feeling of self-confidence. His shyness mysteriously vanished, and soon he was talking to Hank and Bob as though he was a grown-up. The 3 of them laughed about small things that had happened on the ranch. When these everyday things originally occurred, they had not seemed that funny. Both Hank and Bob knew that Buck was having his first adventure into the enticing world of intoxication. They also knew that he was ignorant of the heavy price he would have to pay tomorrow for tonight's fun. Naturally, both encouraged him to drink more. No one wants to suffer alone. They too would pay come sunup for the tequila they were so greedily consuming. The main difference was that Hank and Bob were well aware of this painful fact. To add to Buck's night of thirst, Hank ordered 3 cigars. He watched the others bite a small portion from the end, then spit that part on the floor. Buck followed suit, not completely sure as to the purpose of this ritual. They then passed around the candle that sat in the middle of the table and lit up. Buck was still unsure as to the proper method of attacking this new challenge. He watched the other suck hard on the bit end until the other end turned bright red. Each pulled the smoke deep into their lungs, and then exhaled the gray cloud with a look of pure enjoyment on their faces. This activity must surely give one much pleasure. Buck mimicked their movements up until the point where the smoke began to enter his lungs. Even with the numbing effects of the beer, his body knew that smoke was not something you sucked into your lungs. Buck started coughing so hard that he could not catch his breath. Both older men howled with laughter at his reaction. No doubt their first time had resulted in a similar response.
"I guess maybe cigars ain't your cup of tea, boy,"
Hank said as he winked at Bob.
"Better have another beer to get the taste out of your mouth."
He was certainly right about the cigar not being something Buck ever wanted to try again. But now the beer had started tasting good. He lost count as to how many he drank, but he had no doubt that the number was too many for a kid. On the ride back to the ranch, Buck lost everything that he had in his stomach by the roadside. His head swam as if someone had blindfolded him and spun him around hundreds of times. His situation worsened when he tried to get into his bunk. Then it was not just his head spinning, it was the whole damn room. Buck's suffering ended with the loss of consciousness, at least for the rest of the night. The next morning brought with it the brightest sunlight Buck believed he had ever seen. This blinding light hurt his head through his tightly closed eyelids. Buck now knew why Hank and Bob stayed in bed on Sundays after their visits to town. It was late afternoon before he could hold down more than a sip of water. A cool rag across his eyes blocked the piercing sunlight and brought some relief. He had not felt such a throbbing pain in his head since that night at Willow Creek. With the numbing effects of alcohol gone from his system, he now questioned the logic of drinking as a form of relaxation. Beer and cigars were mainly pleasures Buck would forego for the moment.